It is hot, 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 and we are not talking in the pleasant sense. Scorching out west. Las Vegas hit 116 degrees this week. Western Arizona was set on broil at 122 degrees. And when temperatures blaze, spending too much time outside or even inside without cooling systems can be fatal. Heat is one of the leading weather-related causes of death in the U.S., so now we turn to Kim Runk. He lives in Las Vegas, meteorologist in charge of the National Weather Service there. He's working the weather forecast desk this week and joins me now. Kim, great to have you on.
Hi, thanks for asking me. It's good to be with you.
So I was just in Vegas, and it was, you know, a balmy 90-odd degrees. I've heard that the temperature peaked at 116, and so what's the weather out there now?
That's right. Well, if you were here and it was 90 degrees, it must have been about midnight if it was in the last few days. It is currently 104 degrees, and we're going to go up to about 113, 114 today.
So this is more than just waving your fan and misting yourself. This can be fatal. Is there a situation in Las Vegas where the city, for example, is looking out for folks who may not have air conditioning, may not have the financial means to stay cool on their own?
Yes, you're absolutely right as well. The fact is, although it doesn't get the kind of notoriety that some other sort of forms of severe weather get, excessive heat is one of the leading killers that are weather-related hazards across the nation. And so when we issue an excessive heat warning for conditions that might threaten life, it does trigger some emergency actions within the emergency management community and the healthcare community. Additional shelters are opened for homeless, and emergency responders are prepared to respond to kinds of things that would initiate actions to help mitigate heat stroke and those kinds of health issues.
So why don't you take us inside how this weather works? What exactly is the reason why there's this incredible heat wave? Outstanding.
Well, it's really just there's a huge bubble of hot, stagnant air that has been centered over the southwestern United States and expanded even as far north as the Intermountain West, southern Idaho, northern Utah. And it's just been sitting in place and sort of diverting the jet stream that might bring in some more moist, cool air, diverting it well up into the Montana, southern Canada. And so until that big dome, big bubble of high pressure breaks down, and it does look like it's beginning to a little bit, then that just allows the Earth to absorb and then re-radiate this heat. And then compounding it is that it is exceptionally dry right now, and so that allows the heat to build up, and it does create an additional problem for health because it evaporates moisture off the body and very, very effectively, and so that causes people to dehydrate that much more quickly.
And dehydration can be part of the fatal aspects of this kind of heat, can't it?
Absolutely. Very brief exposure can cause people to go into cramps and heat exhaustion and those kinds of things, and so that is the reason that we partner with emergency management and the media to make sure when these kind of conditions are potentially life-threatening that the public, is aware and knows what kind of safety tips they can take to prevent themselves from that kind of exposure.
So you have things like heat stroke, dehydration, and also every year we hear about tragic cases with children overheating in locked cars, sometimes even dying. What do folks need to know to make sure that they and their family stay healthy and cool this summer?
Well, the issue you mentioned, certainly never leave children or pets in cars. That's if it's 110 outside, it can easily be 140, 150 in your car. But in addition, stay indoors when you can. If you must be outdoors, wear light-colored, loose-fitting clothing. Drink lots of water, even if you're not thirsty, to try and prevent the kinds of things that dehydration, cramps, heat exhaustion can generate very quickly in the body when it gets to those extreme temperatures.
In your role with what you do, you obviously know a lot about these issues of safety and emergency. People might not think that the Weather Service would do that. Why did you choose to learn about this? Is it just part of what you do?
to learn about the health aspects? Is that what you mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is. Meteorology has been a passion since college days. But one of the, in addition to just sort of the challenge and the interest of the science, one of the rewarding aspects is that you get to work with other community partners, media, emergency management, and so forth, to do something that when the weather does become life-threatening or property is threatened, you feel like what you're doing is meaningful because you can help protect life and property.
Well, Kim, we really hope that you guys get a little bit of relief. We know that, I've been out to Phoenix and Vegas in the summer, and I'm pretty hardy, but it's tough stuff.
It is tough. It might be a dry heat, but it is hot nonetheless. So thank
right.
you for your wishes that we might cool down a bit.
All right. Well, Kim, thanks again.
It was a pleasure to be with you. Thanks.
Meteorologist Kim Runk heads the National Weather Service in Las Vegas, Nevada.